This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Mushers on the Yukon River are struggling to feed their dogs because of weak King and Chum salmon runs this year. KYUK's Christy Schellenberger talked with two Yukon mushers about their worries on how they're going to feed their kennels.
Gee, I wonder if I counted myself. Maybe nine. I think nine. After this is all over, I know it won't be nine.
Pat Moore is one of nine mushers who lives in the Yukon River village of Tanana. He has about 20 dogs in his yard and was trying to sell most of them when the coronavirus pandemic shut interstate travel down in March.
I've got no market in the lower 48, and nobody in Alaska wants to take a chance on them because they don't know when the next race is going to be.
It takes about 4,000 salmon to feed all the dogs in Moore's dog yard. He mixes it up a little with dry food and red meat, but mostly salmon fills his dogs' bellies. But the weak King and Chum salmon runs this year compelled the State Department of Fish and Game to halt subsistence fishing entirely in some parts of the Yukon River, leaving many mushers, like Moore, without their main source of dog food. Another one of those mushers is Gerald Alexander in Fort Yukon. He says he is feeding his dogs mostly dry food, which is expensive to ship to Alaska bush communities off the road system.
And it costs so much here for a bag of Friskies, 50 a pound, it's 33 pounds for almost $60 a bag.
Friskies is a brand of dry dog food. Alexander, who is also on the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission, reached out to its director for help. That director, Stephanie Quinn Davidson, says Yukon River communities rely on two types of salmon for their food, the kings and the chums. Those communities have turned more to chum salmon over the years as king salmon runs have dwindled. But
now the fall chum didn't come in at all, and there's been no fishing.
Davidson says these are the lowest harvest numbers in a long time.
We have a situation where subsistence harvests are probably the lowest they've been in two decades.
Davidson pleaded for help for the mushers through Twitter earlier this month.
So I've been really surprised at the response that we've gotten. Now I've had professional Iditarod mushers reach out to me and say, we want to help you. You know, we'll put you in touch with the dog food companies that we use.
But so far, only one dog food company is actively figuring out how to ship dog food to Yukon River mushers. Davidson is hoping for more. Back in Tanana, musher Pat Moore says the dog food shortage could kill mushing altogether in that community.
A lot of us are kind of long in the tooth. This is going to be the final nail in the coffin, I think.
Moore says he has enough food to make it through December, 3 months away. But soon, he and other mushers will have to make tough choices about the future of their dogs. For KYUK News, I'm Christy Schellenberger.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.